Now, Tina Marie was his she had a voice.
She passed away, too.
Yeah, she gone,
and
too.
She was, oh, my gosh, she was gorgeous. Her voice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she had a great voice.
Yeah, soul, just soul.
Both of them.
Both of them. All right, so we shall record. It's time for Making an Angst. Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming. Charles Richardson, editorial page editor over at The Telegraph, back in studio.
Good morning.
All right, we have some hot topics, starting off with hot topic number one. State voting officials, they say that 20% of Georgia registered voters turned out for the recent primaries. Not a huge number.
20%.
I know, isn't that lame? 20% across the state turned out.
It was on the ballot, too.
But it wasn't all serious business when it came to voting in Bibb County. So, you know, when you go into the booth, mm-hmm. you can select a write-in candidate. There's no, you know, right. there's always a space for a write-in candidate. And they have, the state released that list of mm-hmm. write-in candidates, the names. Mm-hmm. There were 40 pages of this, 1,000 names. Okay, this is a lot that people, voters, went
took
in
the time.
And went in to write in their candidates.
20% of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, some wrote in neighbors. Mm-hmm. But then there were some other interesting ones. What were some of the ones that stood out for you?
Well, you know, Mickey Mouse always leads the category. You know, and I don't know. I think it comes from people thinking that government officials or people that are elected are part of a Mickey Mouse organization. So I think that's where that comes from. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're liable to see almost anything. I've seen Jose Jimenez.
Oh my God.
I've seen a little bit of everything written in there, and you saw the list of names, so
yeah.
You know just about everything is in there.
Yeah. What about Donald Trump for making Bibb mayor? That was a write-in.
Well, fortunately, he didn't get enough votes. But think about this. This is not funny, but it is funny. Mm-hmm. At least Donald Trump was outpolled by Lonzie Edwards.
Yes. Amen to that. Yes, Lonzie Edwards has passed away and was on the ballot and received quite a number of votes.
Right, 3,400 votes, I believe.
And what was behind that, you think?
I think part of it was just to honor him. Mm-hmm. I think there was a good number of people that knew that Lonzie was a good man. Mm-hmm. Even the mayor said he was a good man. They were doing a battle of ideas, and Lonzie... realized that he couldn't continue his campaign. He knew what was wrong with him, probably too late to do anything about it, and he passed away 10 days after withdrawing from the race.
Yeah. Well, he was a good man.
Yes, he was.
All right, so these votes, what is the psychology behind writing in Mickey Mouse? I mean, do people obviously really want Mickey Mouse?
Well, no, I think they're just people. And where there are people, there are problems. And when you have problems, they express themselves. You know, you look at some of the comments that follow some of our newspaper articles, some of the things that follow your radio programs. Mm-hmm. People are liable to write almost anything because they can do it anonymously. One thing that we do on our letters page is people have to identify themselves. They have to send in their name, their address, and phone number. Those people that do that are willing to stand behind their words. People that send in anonymous comments, they don't have the guts to do that. Mm-hmm. And people that write in names on their ballot, they're never identified who they are. So they can do that and, ah, ha, 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 the joke's on you. Well, no, the joke's on them because they're stupid enough to do that.
Right. That's a throwaway vote.
It's a throwaway vote.
I'm not sure if that's worth the trip to the booth.
It's not worth the effort.
Yeah.
It just isn't.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time.
Wasted vote.
Particularly when you have such small numbers of people voting anyway. Mm-hmm. And then when you have down ballot voting, you see that, let's say, a race like the mayor where everybody in the county can vote for. And then you see the race for sheriff getting less votes than the race for mayor and so forth down the line. People don't even generally go to the end of the ballot and vote for everybody on the ballot. Mm.
Don't even read through the whole
right.
ballot. Oh, my goodness. Well, we have voting going on in July, next month.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will turn out for that.
Chances of it, unfortunately. We had a lot of things to vote for this time around, a lot of people on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And still in Bibb County, we had 30% vote. I would imagine that the runoff will be less than 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And probably a lot less than 15.
Wow. You have always said, anytime, even if it's voting for dog catcher, get out
there. I'm
going
to be there.
Yeah. We don't have dog catcher, but
if they did,
you'd be there. You would vote.
I would vote.
All right, on to hot topic number two. And hot topic number two takes us to Cotton Avenue in Macon, where in the 1970s, it was very common to see African Americans shopping, working, playing in this very popular part of downtown. Mm-hmm. But over the years, that has changed. And efforts are underway now to try to preserve Cotton Avenue, which has kind of fallen apart. Tell us about the significance of Cotton Ave.
Well, it was the home of black business. Mm-hmm. Cotton Avenue and many parts of what's now MLK were the home of black business. That is not so anymore. Integration, many people say, was good for white businesses and not good for black businesses. And Cotton Avenue sort of exemplified that. There were doctors, attorneys, you name it, they were on Cotton Avenue. And now you've got an issue where many of those structures have fallen into ill repair and need thousands of dollars to keep them upkept. Mm-hmm. So at least they're thinking ahead. They don't want to get in the issue like Tremont Temple, where by the time somebody said, oh, we better do something, it was really way too late. Mm-hmm. Tremont Temple was about to fall in on itself. The property was sold by the people that owned it by a willing seller and a willing buyer. And now it's a Dunkin' Donut. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that went. So now they're looking forward and trying to see what they can do now to form an organization in order to help save the rest of the street.
Yeah. There are still some buildings there.
Stewart Chapel. One thing you can look at downtown, particularly in its churches, are the skill of the bricklayers who were predominantly black. Mm. And you see the things that people can't do nowadays. You ask some bricklayers to do that kind of work, they look at you like you're crazy because it's very skilled work. But even those buildings have to be maintained. And time befalls us all.
Mm, yes. Yeah. You mentioned Stewart Chapel, AME. That church was certainly, I think, the hub of civil rights movement here in Macon.
So many different civil rights leaders came through that church, spoke great space, but it shows its age.
Yeah.
Like I do. Like almost everybody does after a while. So, you know, you don't move as quick as you used to. You know, it gets hot inside, you know. So, a lot of repair. And as congregations get older, the ability to maintain a building of that age goes down as membership drops off. That's just a natural thing that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People move to the suburbs and they don't come in like they used to.
Yeah, they don't come into church downtown. They now
not
worship.
Like they used to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you figure that, you know, the churches have went to the suburbs.
Yes.
Their memberships have gone to the suburbs. And, you know, the old church, and, you know, even with Tremont, their membership went to the suburbs too.
They did.
I'm in Bloomfield, but suburbs.
Right. Well, the efforts are underway and to try to preserve.
Hope they stay underway.
Yes, yeah. That certainly is a historic part of Macon. All right, well, that does it for us to view this conversation because we're back on video this week. Macon.com is a place to go. GPBnews.org is also another place to go. We'll be back again next week.
See you then.
All right, good.